on my, well, this is actually my second day of camping out. This is my first travel. I went to Las Cruces today. It's a couple days ago. I'm just finishing up a responsibility to a big extension conference. Ended up being almost no commitment at all. And I was here I am. This is actually my new tent. I bought this probably in September or October, and camping out, and I am I'm camping out in it. This particular tent was one that I specifically bought for its door style, which is doing quite well. It's not a high tension door like in my old tent, which was much bigger than this one, but this works fine for exactly what I use it for, which is just me camping out when I travel and when I have to overnight. Now that it's March, last night got down to 30, which is pretty cold. I remember a couple of years ago on Halloween night, I was in a position of having to overnight on my mother's house. I didn't make it to Taos because I chose to camp out, and so that means I went to Coyote Creek, which is always not the best thing to do because Coyote Creek has a bad habit of shutting off its showers in at the 1st of September, and so it makes it not as good. One of the things that helped justify this whole thing of saving money by camping out with at state parks was that there were showers. A long time ago, probably about 6 years ago, I came to the realization that when I went traveling, I didn't really do anything. You know, I would go, I'd get in bed. I never really watched much TV because most TV is boring. I just don't get into it. And I had found myself taking the laptop and watching DVDs anyway. And so it was mostly just sleeping and getting up, taking a shower, and getting to work. And I don't know how I stumbled upon the fact that they had showers in New Mexico state parks, but I discovered this. And New Mexico state parks, the park I'm at right now, which is Leesburg Dam, has a primitive area, which is only $8 a night. Most of the rest of the parks don't have a primitive area, and they're $10 a night. Or if they do have primitive areas, my problem is I don't get to them until 5 o'clock at night when all the staff is pretty much gone, and I don't find out where the $8 spots are, or I'd use them, because I don't do anything with a $10 spot that can't be done in an $8 primitive area. It's all the same for me. Anyway, so here I am, Leesburg Dam, just north of Las Cruces, which is the place that I stay at when I have to come to Las Cruces in decent weather. Now that it's nearly the end of March, I was really at the tail end of probably a pretty decent storm, and But tonight at Primal, it's not supposed to get down but to like the mid-40s, which is perfectly excellent weather for my setup. I also had all the camping equipment. Had a lot from when I was young and used to go backpacking. And we've slowly been building up more camping equipment because we decided that we would do that instead of trying to pull together, you know, once in a lifetime trip to like Disneyland. We would go camping with the kids, and over the years we succeeded in all the kids have gone backpacking. With me specifically once, at least up to Hermit's Peak, just outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico, and some of the kids have gone. I'm trying to think. I think the boys, the younger boys, have gone with me 3 times up there. Matt's gone with me twice. And the girls have, only gone, Shayna was actually in my first foray into this when I was in my late 30s. No, actually, it was about 8 years ago when I first decided that we were going to be doing this, and Shayna and I went on actually probably the longest one I've ever done, which was, four nights, 3 days, maybe it's even 4 nights. We had planned for something auspicious and it was all apart. And we hadn't gotten very far at all. What I had hoped to accomplish in the first day or day and a half, at 4 days we hadn't reached it. There was going to be no way that we were going to make it. We were actually going to hike into the girls' camp. It's going to be Shayna's first girls' camp, I think. And it didn't really come together. Shayna got sick, and we decided to go down. Of course, we accomplished going down in one day. Shayna was very motivated. In fact, I had to stop a couple of times because I was so terribly out of shape. And I can't say that I've stayed very well in shape. I do walk every day, or most every day, well, most weekdays, when I can. And let's see. Anyway, so today I'm here. I'm doing this. This is what I've been doing probably for the last 5 or 6 seasons. I usually crank up sometime in March, camping out. Although I have to say honestly that probably in the last 2 years, I really haven't traveled as much during the summer. It's really kind of gone down, and I'm gonna be. And so I think last year I only camped out maybe 3 times in the whole season. And it's a combination of things sometimes. Sometimes it's just bad timing. Sometimes just don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't have the money with me. And all those things, because I have to pay with cash. And if I don't have enough cash with me, I've got to go to a motel. They'll take a credit card that I have, so anyway. Great thing was that this was planned ahead of time, so I can actually get the money together to camp out. And like I said, last night was pretty cold. Typically about as cold as it gets. And I usually camp from March through October. It gets a little curtailed at the outside if I'm if I'm having to overnight at places that that aren't really amenable to camping. Number one, if I end up having to go to Moriarty or to Estancia and overnighting there, which I often end up doing, there's this one place where I used to camp. It cost $15 because, and they say they do tent camping, but nobody tent camps anymore, so, I talked them into it once, and then they kind of got rid of all the one little bit of tent camping that I actually did. The private facilities are horrible now. They're all geared toward RV camping, so although they might have a bathhouse, it's usually very decrepit because nobody uses them anymore. You know, they use the bathing facilities in their trailer, and they don't tend to use the other one, and it was really bad. So when I go to Estancia, which is actually where I'm headed to tomorrow morning, I don't know if I'm going to have to stay very long at all. I think it's just a cut-and-dried setup, and then that's going to be done, and I'll be on my way back home, I hope. But if not, I typically go ahead and drive on into Albuquerque, even though I take the Moriarty per diem. I actually go ahead and drive all the way into Albuquerque, and because they actually have the cheapest motels here in Albuquerque, which strangely enough has a much higher per diem rate, which I don't get. You know, frankly, it should probably be one of the lowest, because the places I stay at, you know, I'll pay $35 a night there. Or in Moriarty, I'm lucky to get out for under 50. So, and there's no convenient camping anywhere near Albuquerque at all. Everything's either private RV parks. There's an actual county park way up outside of Bernalillo, but that's way off the beaten path. That's not even appropriate, so I don't do that. I found out that now if I go to Taos, there's an RV park right next to the place where I normally stay. It's actually owned by the same people. And I think in the summertime I'll take advantage of the RV. I think they don't do tent camping, so I might try that again next time that I happen to be in Taos. But frankly, we've been doing so much remote work on computers that I don't travel half as much as I did when I began this job. And it's probably pretty good. Well, let me tell you about what's been going on since probably the last recording. And so I'm sitting here, laying here. It's late at night. That's probably 8:30. It may be close, creeping up on 9. I was watching a movie. Sadly, the battery on my laptop is really it's really not holding a charge as well as it once did. I think the battery's kind of underpowered for the laptop anyway. It's one of those big laptops, and it's got a huge screen, so it's going to suck a lot of power. I keep telling my boss I want a smaller screen, and he keeps telling me, "No, Jay, you want a serious laptop." I can't talk him into anything better. You know, frankly, I should try to put some of my movies onto my phone. I've got one movie on my phone, IQ, which is a really cute movie, but you know, it gets kind of old. I don't know how long it'll last on the phone anyway, but I have a little more control over battery power on the phone, so it works pretty good. Anyway, so I was watching a movie, and I didn't get all the way through it until the battery power was pretty much gone. So I shut that down, and then just for a few minutes, I haven't done this in a long time, and it's funny, the last time that I pulled out my shortwave receiver and put up the antenna, and I've rigged up my antenna to this new tent. It did pretty well. I was listening on 20 meters, and I got to listen to I'm always listening to half conversations, you know, and that's a lot of the wonder of shortwave listening, is that typically you can only hear one side of it because the other side is distant from you. Every once in a while you can get to the point to where you can hear both sides, but I only listened to about probably for about 10 minutes, three different conversations. One man from Winnipeg, which is quite a long way away up in Canada, and then another person I was talking to was another person that obviously was talking they were talking about weather, and it was obviously about Celsius, because they were talking about how beautiful the day was, and it was 14 or 15, and that's only a beautiful day if your temperature scale is Celsius. it's not particularly pleasant on the Fahrenheit scale, unless you're accustomed to like negative 70. Then 15 is pretty balmy, but otherwise, you know, in centigrade, that's actually pretty decent weather. That's getting into the 60s, I think. I don't recall. Anyway, so that, and then I decided that I needed to update people in the recording. I think it was, I forget what we were up to. I don't know. Lisa and I went on some temple trips this last week, actually. In the last 2 weeks, probably went to the temple about three times. On a Wednesday, I went with the sisters. There's a group of sisters that like going to the temple. Lisa provides the van because it's big and it's comfortable. And my mom provides the gas money because she's got money. And so once a month, usually the third Wednesday of the month, they go and do that. I think this time they did it on the second Wednesday because it seemed to be a little different. I did initiatory work there. Then Lisa got so excited, I guess, that on Saturday, just her and I went to the temple and took a session and went and watched the movie. We went and watched Lincoln. And it was kind of a mix of several things. I've listened to enough people who are great Lincoln opponents, detractors of Lincoln, I found the movie interesting, but I was trying to think of other movies that were essentially like it. I think the old play that became the movie 1776 was kind of the same flavor, and it's been long enough since 1776, of course, which came out in the early 70s, and they tried to get it done in time for the bicentennial. That, you know, it's been, what, 30, it's almost been 30 years since that came out, and so, you know, it isn't a difficult thing to do to just say, you're gonna, you can do a whole other movie that's basically styled kind of the same way. Of course, it's not a musical like the play in the movie was, but it kind of gave the same thing. Anyway, so, anyway, the thing about Lincoln wasn't interesting. And I don't know if this is exactly the time frame when Lisa and I started talking about, the fact that we needed to do something. I was going out and applying for the jobs that I normally apply for. Oh, I think I know what it came down to. I had a job interview this last week. Was it just this last week? I guess it was. And Lisa decided to come with me. It was this Friday, so it was this last Friday, so it wasn't, you know, didn't interfere with the kids' school or anything like that. The kids are home, and they take care of themselves pretty good. So Lisa and I went and had to take care of some work, took some time off from work for the actual interview, and I interviewed for it, and I didn't feel very comfortable about any of it, because the job I was going for was basically pays the same amount as the job I have now, which is not helpful. We're barely making it in Tucumcari to have to get up, move, go to some other place, probably have to live in a much smaller, much more broken down house, because although mortgage rates are really intensely, historically low, you know, mostly below 4%, the price of housing has not really gone down. If anything, it's gone up, which means it doesn't really matter how low the interest rate is. The actual price of homes is prohibitive. Even though the last house I bought for 57, it doesn't matter, for some nice amount of money, guy, 15, almost 20 years ago, seemed to be able to handle that better. And right now, you know, even, it's really strange, because even buying houses that are comparable, the payments are higher. I don't even comprehend that, but they are. I don't understand how the mechanics of that work. But, and even though when I bought that house, I was making $32,000 a year, and I make $42,000 a year now, my buying power is far lower. I can't, you know, when I worked for PGS for $32,000 a year, we could afford to go out to eat. Once a month. Now we can't afford to go out to eat ever. You know, it just doesn't happen. We end up having to economize so much that it can't really be done, and it's gotten worse over the years for just being, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that. Before we were able to pay off debts, and now we're just kind of slowly sinking. And I got really kind of depressed about the whole situation, that even though I was applying for jobs, I really wasn't getting any of them. And uh, I don't really know the thought process that proceeded. I seem to recall that at some point, I recall that I have an education benefit from New Mexico State University. And that New Mexico State University had an online IT program for a bachelor's in IT. And it seems like that was one of the things that was holding me back, was the fact that even though I have many years of experience and a growing number of certifications, in IT, it doesn't seem to be meriting me a whole lot recently. Just last year, I got a burr in my saddle to finally get a Linux certification. And it was just one of the basic ones, but it was one that had, you know, that was like, it was actually a foreign one. With the getting of one, with the taking of one test, you would get four different certifications. And I took that one, and it was over the course of a month. And it was kind of a snap decision, really. Talked to Lisa, and she said, okay. It cost probably about $400. To do it, but you know what? Any of these things is going to cost money. Nothing comes for free, particularly. And I really felt like that God helped me with those things. The first one, I felt like I barely passed. I actually passed pretty well. And the second one, I passed with even a little better margin. And I was really quite pleased with how everything went. It was really excellent. I feel like the Lord really, really watched over me and helped me with those things. And strangely enough, this was, I don't know if it was at the start of deciding that we were gonna push for Shetland. I think it was kind of in the midst of thinking about it and planning, and when I did this, it was just almost exactly this time last year. It was right at the end of March of last year. The actual certificates, half of them say the 1st or 2nd of April because it's around the weekend. And so, yeah, I've had those certifications for a year. And I would occasionally go out and try to get a job doing these things. I think only one Linux-style job did I really come back to getting getting an interview for. It was with Amazon, and well, their internal customer departments. It really didn't have anything to do with the book selling part of it. But anyway, and he said that he was all set to recommend me for the job, and I just told him, well, I said, honestly, I said, after we've talked about it and stuff like that, I'm really not interested in taking it. And I let that go. And when going and taking a master's in Shetland fell apart, when it just wasn't going to happen, period. I don't know, that was about, it was just at the very end of August of last year. And actually last year for all the failures was really quite productive. I got done the first book in Navigiri, although I'm gonna, you know, I put it on hold and I was working on other matters, and I think work got a little busy actually too, and everything else just kind of slowed down. Let's see, what was going on? Anyway, so. Started blogging a little bit, but my kind of anti-social blogging thing was really quite, I don't know, it wasn't terribly, oh God, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I've done a little bit, but it's getting me back into keeping up with my writing, although it's more essay than bigger stuff. And I have already mapped out what I was going to do for a bigger work, which is going to be Shetland-based. Talking about a Shetland governmental style. There's lots of thought that this is going to be something that needs to be worked on. I still need to contact Tavish Scott and encourage him about these things and say we actually need to be thinking about the style of governance that this is a wonderful opportunity and we can do something really unique and serving to the families in Shetland, that we need to concentrate on family things as opposed to just making a smaller version of the UK government or a smaller version of the Scottish government. But this really is an interesting way to say, you have a wonderful opportunity here. So I've composed part of a letter to do that, and I'm probably going to have enough time before my next project starts to probably go ahead and get that written and get it done. But anyway, I was saying to myself, I really need to just generate more money. And my efforts to get work that paid significantly more than the money I make now really has kind of fallen flat. Any place that does pay a whole lot more does so because the cost of living is expensive. And that we would merit nothing by going someplace else right now. I would basically be getting the same sort of job I have now. And it's become really important to take care of that. So the first idea was to get a second bachelor's degree, go ahead and get a bachelor's in IT. And I was disenchanted because I was hoping to get New Mexico State to pay for it so it wouldn't cost me much. Mostly it comes from me trying to be cheap. And trying to be cheap is always a bad idea for me. It always ends up backfiring. And I end up I end up with a worse situation than I started with. So I was doing some checking on this. And I went there and I said, you know what, it's going to take me, because it only lets you have 6 credit hours, the way the university does it is it's just basically taking the IT classes and just listening in and basically taking the class at the same rate as everybody else takes it. So, a bachelor's degree, I'd have to do a whole bunch of leveling to try and generate to make up for the fact that my other bachelor's degree is non-technical at all. I didn't take one technical class. And so it might take me more than 2 years to get this done at full time, much less the fact that they only let me do 6 credit hours in a semester, which was slowing down by 4, so chances are it would take me 9 or 10 years to get this done. And in 9 or 10 years, what would be the point? You know, I would be nearly to the point to where I'd be within 5 years of retirement. And so I didn't really, as I thought about it and said, boy, I really need to go back to school, I just gave up on it. Now, a couple of years ago, I had given this some thought, and I had done a little bit of research on, and even bought a book as a preparation for going and getting a different certification, one which I didn't get. I bought a book to get the Security Plus certification, which was the basic entrance certification for a master's in information security. And it was going to be one that would actually just let me in as long as I had that one certification. And so I bought the book for it, started to read it. And I just said, you know what, I didn't stay on at Los Alamos because I just wasn't really big on the whole security issue at the time. It just wasn't interesting to me. So I didn't want to get the certificate, the Security Plus certification, and I didn't want to. And I just decided to, and so that was, that kind of put the kibosh on going after this master's degree. Well, for all I know, this network management, it must be new because I didn't even see it the last time that I had looked at this particular place. Western Governors University. I don't know when I first looked. I think it was in 2010 or something. Well, it's 2013 now, and they've gotten a few more things to do, and one of them is a master's in information technology with a specialization in network management, and I've always felt like I wanted to get in more into the network side of things. It seems a little more like what I would like to be going into. I always wanted to get more back to the back room. I didn't want to have to be fighting too much with users trying to make their computers work. I've grown kind of weary of going through all that. I know that until I get this master's. So all of a sudden I went from saying I'm going to get a second bachelor's to saying, oh, screw it. I don't want a second bachelor's. I want a master's degree. you know, I've got a bachelor's degree. Can I use that? And this thing's great. And the most interesting part was, is that you needed to have accomplished any one of several certifications in the last 5 years. And this Linux certification that I had just recently gotten was one of them. So unbeknownst to myself, in the midst of doing something that had nothing to do, and Lisa had said, you know, she had said, why on earth did we do that? And I went, I don't know. And boy, we sure felt like God had helped us do it. I got pulled together. For all I know, this network management option in IT was brand new too, you know, and that at least 2 years ago when I last looked at it, I don't think it was there. So this may very well be a whole new thing, and I'm going to be able to hop on to this degree, which I'll tell you what happened. I got excited about it to the point to where I think on Sunday afternoon, I didn't really have any time to look at it all, was when I first said, you know what, Jay? Instead of going for a bachelor's, perhaps it'd be better to go for the master's. Why on earth spend time at that level? You need to jump out ahead. Because I had looked at all of the coursework and the descriptions of all the classes that I could take at New Mexico State to get a bachelor's in IT, and it was easy stuff. It was stuff I do all the time. And so it would have been a virtual cakewalk. The problem was it was just going to take so much time. And I said, you know, I need something a little more challenging, something that really, really gets me going and that really gives me something to work on. And so I think it was just yesterday. This is Tuesday night. Yesterday was a Monday. I finally got a decent chance to go and look at Western site. Oh, and on Sunday, Lisa, well, maybe it wasn't Sunday, but it might have been. It might have been Saturday night or Sunday morning. You know, I said, Lisa, I think I'd like to do that. And she goes, well, I think you've been needing to do that for years. I've been just bugging you. Or no, you know, the last time I talked about it, she said I should do it. And so Monday I got here, and there really wasn't anything going on, so I got online and I did a little bit. It was really casual research, and Western Governors, of course, has a very unique way of doing it, which is you just pay for time. And if you can get through, you take a kind of pretest, and it kind of lets you know what you need to work on, what you need to study on, what you need to concentrate on in preparation for the final test in something. I don't know how many modules there ultimately are, how it's arranged at all. It's totally competency-based. It's not based on time in. It's only based on if you can pass tests. And those tests are supposed to, almost by their nature, lead up to a large test at the end that, you know, and along the way you might actually get certain certifications, that those certification tests end up being your final for a whole lot of parts of it. So I'm kind of excited because it sounds like I might be able to pick up a few important certifications along the way. I'd really like to get I actually have a book for the for for the Cisco Network Associate. I think I probably need to just bump straight up to getting the network professional one. Hopefully we'll work enough on project management that I can at least get a certificate in one of the industry certificates in project management. There's PMP, which is supposed to be the main one. And we'll just kind of see what... what happens. What tends to lend itself to things. So hopefully, in short order, maybe within a year, I hope, I'll have a master's of information technology. And that should bump me up to a whole nother realm. I should be able to get jobs more in the $70,000 to $100,000 a year range. And that would significantly increase my how do you say it? and then once I have that boy, you know, does the need to change jobs explode? Then it just says you've absolutely got to. You've absolutely got to move, and you've got to get the heck out of here, because no place around here is going to pay you that much money, you know. And so, we're going to do that. Oh, you know where this came from? It came from... I've been looking at doing the Foreign Service, right? Going to being a Foreign Service officer. And, now there is a whole other thing, you know, and the Foreign Service officer, it has some interesting aspects to it, but one of its main parts is you got to be able to, you know, go to parties and schmooze and do all kinds of things. And frankly, that didn't sound very interesting to me at all. You know, I'm just not a party person. I'm not a little social butterfly. And so, while I was looking at being an officer, there was also the chance of being a foreign service, what's it called, specialist? Yeah, specialist. And this is for doctors and IT specialists, office managers, those sorts of people. You know, every organization, especially if it's a little distant from home base, needs to have a certain number of it's mostly kind of support staff. That was actually more enticing to me. And the real funny thing was that I went and I looked, and they just opened up it. Jobs like this crack open for about a week. And it just happened that it was a job opening. Unfortunately, all the certifications I had were too low level. They actually went higher level, and they wanted server people. They didn't want desktop people. And, you know, desktop things are handled by foreign nationals that get hired by the embassy. It's considered a low level job. And, I, it was kind of disappointing. And the project management thing, I was looking for the easiest certification to get within the matter of, I think I only had like 3 or 4 days. Actually, it hasn't stopped yet. No, I had a couple of weeks. I'm still in that couple of weeks window. But I'm going to pass this up, although I might still at some time take that foreign service test, or no, not actually take foreign service test, but try to qualify to be one of these foreign service guys, because, you know, the basic thing is that you have a bachelor's degree or you have significant experience and have certifications. And having a master's degree just puts me at the top of every list, because I will normally win out among a pile of bachelors with, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of experience. Me to have a master's with probably over 10 years of experience just swats them right in the head. And I can really go for the big name stuff. You know, I don't have enough leadership to be like a CIO or something, but I can certainly be a technology lead and work some time as a manager. And I have done some project management just where there's no people involved. I need to get into a circumstance where I actually am supervising people so that I can boost my way up. And this really, I haven't pondered it a lot. There's not been time, but I posit that this actually would serve to fulfill my patriarchal blessing. That it says that I'll be a person of means. Now, I don't know what means. I don't think it necessarily means millions and millions of dollars. I think it has more to do with the fact that you're an influential person, that people listen to you. It isn't just the kind of personal gravitas that you have, but it also comes with your position. You need to have those kinds of positions. And with my mix right at this moment, I am never going to be allowed to have anything like that unless lightning strikes. And frankly, in my life now, there just isn't time to wait for lightning to strike. Perhaps it still can, but as I did when I went and got my Linux certifications, I said, you know what? I've got all this skill and I've done all this stuff. I need to finally get some certification that I can do these things. And that was the beginning justification for that. And I think that's what this master's degree needs to do too. It says, I've gotten this many years of experience. I've done all these things. I need to. Now, it can go beyond that to saying you can take your, you know, you're just trying to certify what you already know. But I think this master's going to be a little more challenging than that, in that there's going to be quite a bit of stuff that I don't know yet, but I can get the knowledge quickly. The thing that was really interesting about the Linux test was that it actually, as I was trying to study for it, and I didn't buy any books, I didn't spend any money at all in preparation for it. I basically got the basic information about what was going to be studied, and I looked over it, and what was fascinating was that I really didn't have good sense for what I didn't know, but boy did I find out what I didn't know. And God himself must have just helped me with those Linux tests because I didn't really know a lot of it. You know, I knew enough to build up and run my own servers, but that did not take into account so many other things that I never really learned how to do. And I'm really kind of happy because I think the master's degree is kind of a leapfrog over the bachelor's, over the basic stuff. And I think I actually have more of the project management skills, the IT management knowledge than I do of just the gut work. In fact, I find the gut work very boring. And so, anyway, not to denigrate that at all.
Yeah, if you're respectful of that and say these people are probably better at this than I am, and that's fine. That was something I definitely was told as a long, long time ago when I was in my 20s. My first administration opportunity that I totally flubbed up on. And I was sat down by my boss's boss, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I think you should stick it out. I think you can do this. I think this is within your capability." And I was being intimidated. He said, "Let me tell you," I said, "the first time I had to administer doctors was intimidating because they were so much smarter than I was." And he said, "But that's okay. They were smart at what they did, but I had a different job. And it was mostly to manage their affairs, to manage them." And he says, I've gotten okay with that. And so I need to be okay with having all these technical wizards, and you only have the occasional technical wizard. Often you just have people that are decent at this stuff. And I don't think I'm particularly a technical wizard. I think I'm far more better at other aspects of it, almost the management of it. And so this is probably good for me. And the fact that I'm going more into the network stuff, and this is actually working with people who are a little more proven than just your desktop jockeys, which is what I've been doing all this time. Because, you know, the money was better than it was being a preschool teacher. And I need to get far beyond that. I need to get beyond the whole thing of I'm doing something that's better than what my bachelor's degree can really produce. I need to get beyond it. And so getting an IT bachelor's degree was not a bad idea, but it was shooting kind of low. So now I'm going for a master's, and everything has kind of crossed paths. It looks good. My certifications are going to serve me well. And I have a skill set that's more far-ranging than most technology guys. And so I need to get into a bigger, more far-ranging job. And I need to get back into administering people and being a manager. It's time to go back. It's time to take that step again and do it. And try to get in with some kind of an organization where I have some upward mobility, an upward path. I can get more certifications. I have tried to think about getting a PhD in it, but I really can't see immediately where that would be useful, except from the standpoint, I think this is really one of the better, another good part of it, is that this is me listening to the prophet. President Hinckley said a long time ago, you know, he said, men, get as much education as you can. And I thought I was too old for that. I thought that, you know, well, it's really too late for doing that. It's like, no, it's not. As long as you do it smart. And I try not to do anything stupidly. And it seems like that time has just hit me. And it's perfect, and the timing is good, and hopefully this will lead to some really excellent things. And so we'll see what happens. I need to go to where the air is a little more rare, and to where you're not going to have 10,000 people applying for the same job. I want to be in a place where you only have 20 guys apply for the job, because only 20 guys qualify or want or are looking or are whatever. And that we might be bouncing around a little bit here soon. This will also go along with the thing that said that you weren't going to have money problems much longer. And this could really solve that problem. That was a blessing that was given, I think it was probably toward the beginning of August of last year, as we were getting concerned about how things were going with the Shetland Project. And it was somewhat of a reassurance that everything was going to be all right, that things would come together, and that we wouldn't have money problems anymore. Which has certainly been slapping me in the face recently. It's just my efforts to do anything at all have met with just craziness. Oh, and then Lisa called me just today, and she said she finally talked to the people at the hospital. She needs to have her gallbladder taken out, and apparently the actual thing will cost $20,000 to do, and then our insurance will pay for everything but $2,000 of it. And of course, we don't have $2,000 just laying around. Well, actually, there are. We have saved up money over time to missionary fund. I guess we're going to raise the kids' missionary fund so we can take care of a gallbladder issue to keep Lisa going. And so anyway, I just brought up again the fact that, and I've been saying this for probably a couple of months, I said, Lisa, we're barely scraping by. And for a very long time, Lisa's not wanted to make any changes because, and she will readily tell you that she really enjoys her rut. And she's comfortable, and she doesn't want anything to change. She doesn't want to mess with anything. But it's become obvious that and this happens enough to me that I often just jump and go and do things, change jobs, whatever, because it just becomes obvious that whatever I'm doing just isn't going to make it anymore, or that it never is making it, or we've got bigger problems, whatever. And so that's kind of what's going on. So it brings us on to the point to where I've pulled together nearly everything I can pull together right now for for getting getting started on my master's program. And I mean, it's coming together fast. It's going to slow down a bit because I think there's this magic number. Everything has to kind of be pulled together by the 22nd of a month. And of course, today is like the 26th, which means it's going to be next month before any of this stuff really can happen. And so hopefully I'll have everything pulled together sufficiently by May 22nd to get everything done. Get all my financial aid worked out, get all the transcripts pulled together. I need to go ahead and just get all the transcripts. I was just going to send the one from Eastern, which is the one that's relevant on any level at all. I don't think getting the old ones from way back when really even matter. I think a lot of the transfer stuff is on my Eastern transcript. I'll go ahead and ask, but I really say, is that, you know, I'll quickly go and get them if they just have to happen. I said, but the only thing that seems really interesting to me is the fact that I've got a bachelor's degree. And that seems to be the basic requirement. Anyway, so hopefully this stuff will be pulled together quickly. And I tried to pass on as much information as I could about what they needed to know. And so, because, yeah, you know, I'd say, well, I could get you the other transcripts if you want. And you go, but it doesn't have all those mystical computer courses that you were hoping would get me ahead. I said, it has none of those. It all ends up being about so I had a class in roller skating from Texas Tech. They gave me two English classes because my ACT scores were so high. I went to, what else happened? I went to San Juan College and took a philosophy class, and that was it. The first real school I went to was actually Rooks College for one semester, and that's where I got in biology, and I might have taken chemistry that year too, and a little bit more English, took care of some more of my English requirements, and after that I went to Eastern, so, you know, it's really, all the stuff I did before that was just minuscule and nothing and had very little to do with anything. And I don't even think most of that even had anything to do with my degree plan, ultimately. You know, it didn't even contribute to that, much less to IT coursework. You won't find any IT in there. As much as you will finding none of it at Eastern, which is where I actually got both of my degrees, my my associates and my bachelor's. Anyway, so well, we'll see. We have time for that, for a little bit of that conversation. We need to have it soon. Because if he just says, oh, we've just got to have it, period. You know, we don't need to leave any stone unturned. And he goes, that's fine. He said, I'll do whatever is required to get this stuff done and get it to you as quickly as I can. Anyway, so I'm hoping everything pulled together so that everything is ready on April 22nd, so that I can begin May 1st, and hit it with everything I got, and just work my tail off to get this. You know, don't be distracted by anything else. Maybe not even listen to the news particularly. The world can go on its merry way for a year or so as I diligently strive to pull this stuff together. And it's very low cost, which is excellent for me. It ends up being about $6,000 a year, which is far less than most college costs. And boy, if I can get it done within 1 year, that will be absolutely fantastic. And then my master's degree will only cost me $6,000, and hopefully the job that materializes out of this will help me pay that back toot sweet quickly. So that I'm not really, you know, anyway, so it ends up not being a real issue at all. So, anyway. I need to rise to my potential. I think this helps me to do that. Only to get a bachelor's degree would be just kind of like doing a lateral transfer and basically just kind of justifying the job I already have, which is silly. I don't need to justify the job I have now. But I'm also seeing that as I go out and as I try to get other jobs, even at this same grade, that I'm not doing very well. That I was really lucky to get this one. And I need to move just beyond this altogether and go up to the next level. I need to be working on a whole other level. My finances certainly need it, and I need that extra prestige. And if that means, so I seem to be a little confused about the road after this, but that's because I don't think it's important for me to know that. I think, you know, I need to stop. It was just out of a sense of boredom that I was applying for jobs anyway, and I would get I would get the occasional No, actually, I was getting quite a few interviews, but apparently I was always the wild card, and I just wasn't getting any job. I haven't gotten any job offers. And this whole thing last year where I was working on Plan B for Shetland, you know, knowing that Shetland could fall apart, I worked on a Plan B, and the Plan B fell apart too. And so let me tell you, what I'm doing right now is like Plan C, which is, when in doubt, when things aren't going well, go back to school. And for all I know, chances are once I'm done with my master's degree, perhaps a circumstance will come up that says, we want you to, you know, jobs aren't opening up, and so let's just proceed on and get our PhD. Perhaps get a PhD, and I don't know if it's going to be in IT. Maybe, maybe not. I have no idea. I'm not going to probably have an answer for that. But let me tell you, this train comes right by this campsite. It's frighteningly close. You can hear it getting closer and closer. And I mean, it goes right past here. Just when you think that it can't get any louder, here it comes. Hear it? You might think it's ambient noise, but it's not. Still have to hear you, and here it comes. There it is. Starting to hear the Doppler shift as the engine moves away, but you still hear the clatter of all the wheels. It'll take some time for it to pass. Anyway, so there we go. Anyway, it's a good time to hopefully settle down and get some rest. Gonna travel back tomorrow, and I need to work on that. You know, I gotta get through every day. So, my recordings will likely slow down, although I will try to keep doing my morning walks, because it fits in so well, but then immediately after I get home from my walk, I immediately hit the books and the activities and everything else I need to be doing in preparation for taking the finals and passing these tests. And the faster it gets done, the better off we all are. So, it's another beautiful day. It's a full moon out there, so it's not getting dark hardly at all. I can very easily see things now that it's actually gotten a little dark outside. So I think I'm gonna let this recording go. I hope it goes better than it did last time. Last time, it seemed like it couldn't stop. Hour and 19 minutes is not bad at all. Although, and it's not even 9 o'clock. No, it's almost 10 o'clock. So, it's definitely bedtime. So, everybody, this is So this is Jay working on a new chapter, and that's about all we have.